Welcome to Salon Nerds Podcast. We do recaps, reviews, and breakdowns of your favorite reality TV shows.
Yo, 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 it's the Salon Nerds. My name is Gene, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
Views expressed on this podcast are for entertainment and don't reflect our opinions about the cast outside of the personas presented on the show. Thank you to all our supporters. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and give us a good review.
Yo, 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 Salon Nerd. It's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, a.k.a. DJ Heavy Flow.
I was wondering which one you're gonna go with, and great. The amount of times they mentioned her flow, like, I'm like, wait a second, does everybody know about this? Like, is it common knowledge?
Oh man, I was in the theater by myself, so I was like, oh man, this is interesting. I think they put that in there just to make brown men uncomfortable.
I'm very glad they did. I am very glad they did.
Oh man, listen, guys, we have a treat for you. We are going to be discussing one of the most original movies that I have seen in a long time. For those of you that don't know, there's a movie, it's out, it's called Polite Society. We're going to review it for like the first 10-15 minutes, and then we're going to do a little bit of a recap. And we're going to be joined by none other than Nav the Poet, actually. Mm-hmm. Nav, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
And you should tell people a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Nav the Poet. I am a poet. I'm also a content creator on TikTok, and mostly TikTok, so where I talk about South Asian and Sikh representation in media. I also talk about all different kinds of things, superheroes, comics, all that good stuff.
Woo. Love it, love it. And also, we are joined by none other than Dr. Ruby. Ruby, how are you?
I am good.
Oh, Paul. What's going on in your world? What's going on in your world?
I'm graduating next week, so I'm just kind of coasting.
Congrats. Oh, yeah. Nice. Can't wait for you to be on the East Coast in real people time again.
Real people time?
Yes.
Oh, it's fine. I'm fine. No, I'll get there. Don't worry. I'm on my way.
Sound in the world.
Yeah. All right, cool. Listen, this is going to be a fun episode. We're going to dive into this movie, but I want to get everyone's thoughts about this movie before we jump in. And I want to start with someone who hasn't been on our podcast yet, so let's start with Nav.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to say about Polite Society that I don't even know how to sum up my feelings. So I'm still processing, even seeing it like a week later. After seeing it a week later, I'm still thinking about it, still processing. It's just, it's such a well-executed film. It's well-written, it's well-acted. The story itself, it feels like it's going in a very typical direction of South Asian stories, and then it hits you with a twist, which you're just like, what in the world? Where did this come from? So yeah, I was not surprised, but I was just really pleased with it being better than I even anticipated it being. Because from the trailer, I was excited, but then the movie, just like the pacing of it all, it worked so well, everything they did. So, yeah, I really loved it.
Yeah. I think when I went to watch it, I was expecting like Bend It Like Beckham, and it came out more like Get Out. And I was like, well, this is a strange turn of events. Ruby, what are your thoughts?
I wanted to see it when I saw the trailer, and I loved it so much. It was everything that I wanted out of life, and I didn't know it. And I, like, took one of my friends with me, who is, like, not at all steeped in any type of South Asian anything, because, like, I'm not, like, I'm external, but I've been, like, well steeped for, like, 8 years at this point. And I took her, because she was having a rough day, and she also, like, obsessively loved it. Mm-hmm. So freaking nailed it on that. Oh my god, here comes my cat. Like, nailed it on that point. No, I loved everything about it. I loved everything about it. I think it did well a lot of things that I have never liked before in movies. like, I think it nailed things that I don't generally go for necessarily. And so,
10 out of 10. I'm really glad you brought that up, because most movies that are in cultural stuff, what they usually do is they either spoon feed you all the cultural jokes or they leave you out of it completely. In this movie, all the cultural stuff was very visual, so everyone got to like experience it and didn't feel left out, which I think this movie did really well. What about you, Jazz?
I don't know if I can say anything beyond that without like, giving spoilers away. Like, it was so good because I did not expect that twist, like Nub was saying. Like, you just don't see it coming. It's so good. Like, I mean, it felt a lot like Everything Everywhere All at Once almost. Mm. Like, it just was just so left field. Like, I truly just had a blast watching the whole thing. And I watched it at 5:30 today. It's 9:30 right now in my time. So it's like really fresh in my mind. I still can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that pays homage to a lot of other movies. Like, I could see elements of Kill Bill, Quentin Tarantino, Get Out, Scott Pilgrim. There's like so many movies, right, that this movie really just like, you could see elements of it. And it's an amalgamation of all these movies. And there's a few tropes in there here and there, but they even like are very self-aware and they're like, hey, tropes are tropes for a reason, right? They work. And they even make that reference where I'm like, all right, fair enough, right? So it was a really, really good movie. Definitely the direction, you know, if you watch We Are Lady Parts, you know that she is a good director and she does these fast cutaways when she's directing, and it really keeps you engaged with the movie and some of the flashbacks and stuff like that that they do. Really, really good. The actors were amazing. The villain was amazing. Like, I can't even...
Yo, big shout out to Nimra Andy. She was just phenomenal in this movie.
So good. And if you don't know, she's from Miss Marvel. She is the main bad guy from Miss Marvel. Mm-hmm. And she was really, really good, man. I really liked the actress. And who else would I thought was really good? The other girl, Ritu, she is from Umbrella Academy, so you've known her for that. The mom is from, I believe she's from We Are Lady Parts. So there's a lot of reoccurring actors and stuff like that that have been in the scene, and I'm really glad that they got to use that. I think this movie did so well that Ms. Marvel Season 2, they need to get Nida Manzoor like on a contract right away, because... if you can imagine the fight scenes in this movie, I could even see them doing more with their Marvel budget. I think that'll be amazing.
Yo, who is the main girl, Rhea? What show was she in? I feel like I've seen her before, too.
She was...
Bridgerton.
Yeah. She had a small part.
I don't know if I recognized her.
That's what it was. Okay.
She's not one of the main brown girls in Bridgerton. She's like, she had a smaller role.
Yeah. I know I've seen her somewhere before, but okay, it was Bridgerton. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, but she's only had like two or three credits, you know, official credits, though. So, like, she's still fairly new to the industry. And it's just like she has this starring role. It's awesome. She did awesome.
Breakout star.
She's great.
Breakout star, man. That's really good. And I also like the reference to Kung Fu. I thought those puns were really good. No, it was really good. I don't know. I just really think a lot of people would enjoy this movie if they gave it a chance. This is one of those movies that's like a sleeper cell. I wouldn't be surprised if it wins tons of awards. Like, it's a award type kind of movie where there's not a lot of people who know about it. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, man. Let me tell you. I can't go see this movie with my friends, though, because there's one scene, right, where she's where the mom is talking about the son, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at my boy. He's starting a lab. He's da-da-da. And the guy I went to see the movie with was like, hey, Jazz, that's you, right? I'm like, fuck you, man. Like,
I actually thought about you, Jazz, when that line came up. I'm not going to lie.
Everyone's thinking about me when that line comes up. I've had like four people text me about it. I'm like, okay, I got to see this movie today now. Like,
Jazz, are you going to throw a soiree anytime soon?
Eat soiree? <Yeah. laughs> You know what? When we get to the spoilers part, I'll let you know.
All right, when we spoil the part. But I actually went to an Eid gala just like 2 weeks ago, and it was very, very interesting. I wonder if anyone took x-rays of me.
More than just x-rays, my guy.
Where did that DNA go? Like, oh, man. All right. All right. So we all gave our thoughts about the movie. We are about 11 minutes in. Listen, if you haven't seen it, go watch this movie. We were all saying good things about it. I think you guys will too. It's definitely a movie that like is under the radar. A lot of people have not heard about it. It's playing at local theaters. I highly recommend you go and watch it. And that's all we're going to say until we get into the spoilers. You ready, Jazz?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Why don't you start it off?
All right. Okay. What a whirlwind. Oh, my God. This movie had everything. Two amazing sisters, two sisters fighting, a mama's boy, an evil mother-in-law. Like, just everything about stereotypical brown culture was just there, and I was so happy. Like, it was done in the best way possible.
It was wild. Ruby, what about you?
Oh, my God. Okay, I watched Kill Bill the first time last year. Because I homeschooled, right? Once again. And so that was like the first time that I saw this like surreal violence in a way that I liked. I feel like they did this in Kingsman and I hated that. I didn't think it like hit the mark. And so then when I was watching this, I was like, oh, this is what I wanted being in life to be with, like surreal violence. This is what I wanted. Frickin' smashed it. I loved it. I loved it so much. But what I like, the thing that kept jumping out at me and like being so refreshing was like, even though you had these like chaotic bad guys, right, her like nuclear family was so great and like chill and not like, not that they don't have like their issues or whatever, but it was the same feeling I had from Miss Marvel where I was like, oh, and we're not like just trash talking people's parents. I don't know, I'm not part of the community and I don't want to like talk about the South Asian community, but like I worry a lot that the other Hawaiian people, if they're only coming into contact with this like South Asian community through like online, it's all, at least it seems like it's all like shit talking and the like issues, right? Because it's raising awareness, but when you're looking from the outside, then like when I would hang out with my friends, they would have like lovely parents and whatnot. It was the same thing for me because I grew up in like a different community that was just like, we had a lot of the same, it was very controlling. We had patriarchs. We had, we had guns, but that's whatever. And my parents were not commune people, right? Like they weren't like compound people. My friends' parents were, but my parents weren't. And so then I got older and I was like, dang, you know, like my parents are super chill. I'm like, they don't tell me what not to do and they don't like disown me. Right. So I loved Ms. Marvel. I loved seeing this movie. I went in and I was a bit worried taking my friend in that it would be like, no, we're going to talk about how like controlling my parents. And then their parents were like, I let her be an artist. And I like, I was like, you're chill. You're nice.
That is true.
I don't
know. A little too chill.
It gave me a lot of feels. I really liked that about it. No.
They were a little too chill, if you ask me, because that one fight scene where they destroyed the entire upstairs, they're like, oh, hey, just, you know, fix it and like, don't worry about it. And just come downstairs. And I'm like, what?
But that was
what
not,
just
like,
happened?
Okay. But is it? Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong. To me, I thought that wasn't literal. I thought that was like, this is what it feels like to fight with your best friend, sister, right? Like, this is like how devastating it feels. But like, Did they really, like, literally?
I think they did.
Homegirl had blood on her forehead pouring down.
She went through the door. Okay. She went straight through the door. Like, I don't think that was a dream sequence.
Okay, like, for me, it was a little bit. I was like,
no,
like,
because
a metaphor.
I went back and forth with that because there was a scene where she was like, I just have an overactive imagination. So you're like, oh, it's part of this in her head. But then I'm like, no, this is like Get Out where they just like, you know, they make you think it's in the real world. And then all of a sudden it's like this fantasy, really.
Okay, because I was feeling like Vice. Like, did you see Vice where it's like, you think it's kind of like, it's supposed to be documentary-y, and then they'll do like the most surreal Shakespearean exchange in the middle of it. And you're like, this isn't real. This isn't happening. This is like a artistic thing.
Yeah.
That we're not supposed to take literally. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, this is a little too...
Like, there's no way a sister would actually bash her sister's head on in class like that. Like, that would never happen, right?
On the picture frame? That gets so smiling.
It was a good fight. It was a good fight. But I like the how they pay homage to all the martial arts. Like, she had all these posters on her wall, like Iron Fist, Enter the Dragon. And then she gets into that first fight with the with that student. And she was like, your dad doesn't love you, and saying all these mean things. And the fight scene...
Kovacs.
The fight scene is what really is supposed to be like, oh, it's this kind of movie. And then you're like, you got to throw all everything out the window. Once you see them, like, throw people into, you know, window, then use wire work, right? Once they start using wire work, you're like, okay, you can't think of it. It's like Shaolin Soccer or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You can't, like, you got to suspend your belief at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't think a school principal would be okay with one girl throwing another girl into a trophy cabinet like that. Like,
yeah.
Although I love the Harry Potter reference, like, you know, 10 points taken away from your house.
Are houses really a thing? Is that a thing in the UK schools?
I believe that it is.
Somebody from the
problem.
UK,
we're just that nerdy.
Please let us know. Tweet at us and let us know if that's a real thing or not.
I mean, it wouldn't really not be. Surely. It is real.
Yes.
Should we talk about their vocabularies?
Sure.
I loved their vocabularies. I loved the two girls, the her friends from school.
Yes.
First of all, love that where you like, you tell your friend to F off and then they do, and then you're like, oh no. Like, it's great in a school story. It's not just a school story, but... Those two girls were freaking hilarious.
They were
so hardcore.
They were so funny.
They had just impeccable vocabularies. They were so loyal and so smart. Girl power.
Alba and Clara.
So
they did really well in the show, or the movie, like, I keep saying show. Like, they also held their own as, you know, side characters. I thought they were just
absolutely
friends.
Yeah, even Kovacs came back at the end.
Love her.
Yeah, she was the bad guy who became the good guy. Like, just one more trope to, like, throw in there.
That was pretty good. I like that. That was pretty funny.
Nav, what are you thinking, man? I know you have your hand on me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have many thoughts. But yeah, I mean, I did like, specifically looking at the characters, like, they were so distinct, right? All these characters, whether it's the two sisters, or it's the villain, or the friends, or even the bully who becomes the... Like, but they're so distinct in their personalities, and I just like that. That's also a form of diversity, right? Is that the characters themselves have different personalities, and it's not just like, you know... So I just really liked how all the characters felt distinct, but also real. You know, like... Rhea is interesting because she's like, something I was thinking about was she, I forgot who the character, I forgot the auntie's name in the actual movie, but like, the actress's name is Nimra, right? But she's like a cautionary tale for Rhea, I feel like, because she is also being controlled. She was told, you know, and that's why she leads to... Spoiler, I guess we're here at this point where she wants to clone herself.
that was wild.
Rahila Auntie's crazy.
But Rhea's also being, like, feeling like she's being controlled, right? Like, she wants to be a stunt person, but everybody's like, or some people are like, why don't you pursue these more, you know, typical careers? You know, she feels like with her sister no longer pursuing art, she's losing that sense of control in that way, too. And she's filled with, like, all this rage, which is how the violence kind of manifests, right? I think that's also part of the reason for that stylized action, is just, like, a manifestation of her rage and her anger. And so it's just, like, the two interactions between them and seeing... I thought that was really interesting, because it kind of, like, made the auntie a cautionary tale to Rhea, even though that wasn't, like, the focus of the movie, but it was something I just kind of took note of.
I mean, it was kind of stated in the movie... When Rahila Auntie was like, you and I are not so different. Like, he
said,
like, two or three times in the movie. And
right.
So I don't think it was, like, subtle. I think it was very on the nose, actually.
No.
Yeah, I forgot that line. So.
Oh, okay.
I totally agree with that. I also think, like, there is a lot of symbolism here because, you know, her wanting to clone herself was a lot like how people live through their kids vicariously, right? And try to make them do what they couldn't do. And also, like, you know, like, yes, she sacrificed a lot, but she's kind of taking that trauma from that sacrifice and putting it on, like, the younger generation, which is something that our generation deals with a lot. Nav, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I really like about the movie is they took these very common conversations or aspects of things in South Asian culture, whether it's, you know, pursuing a typical career or a focus on marriage or, you know, these intergenerational struggle and trauma, but they didn't just make it a typical, like, drama piece like a lot of South Asian stories have tended to be, you know, in Hollywood. It got all these other elements. You have the comedy, the action, the sci-fi with the cloning. Like, so I just like that it's this evolution of South Asian storytelling in Hollywood, because we're not just doing this one note story. Not that they're bad, right? But it's just, we've seen it a bunch of times now. And here, this movie really it does so much, but it does it so well. And it takes those things that both South Asians and non-South Asians are familiar with. Like, a lot of non-South Asians are familiar with these things about South Asians, that it's like, oh, pursue STEM, like doctor, and they're focused on marriage. And it's like, so they know. So you go into the movie, like, feeling like, oh, it's just going to be one of those. And then it hits you with this twist. I can't get over the twist. Like, it just, when she revealed that, first of all, thankfully it was that and not something with her son, because that's where I thought they were going with some of these scenes.
Yeah, I thought they were going like Game of Thrones, but they really went like Snoke in Star Wars. It's like,
I was like, that one scene where he's like resting on her lap, I was like, where is this movie going? I'm so confused and worried. And then it was like, oh no, we're just cloning. I was like, you know what? That's not bad. That's okay.
I do think a little bit of that was the director like throwing jabs at like Muslim men and their relationships with their moms.
100%. He was such a mama's boy. It was not even funny. Like,
oh man.
Oh my god. Homie's like, what, 32 in this movie?
Yeah.
Allegedly. And like, he's acting like a 6-year-old baby. I was like, oh
yeah. Oh yeah. His mummy, anytime like if something happened to his mom, the way he said it was so like cringe. I was like, oh my god, he's so like devoted in the weirdest way to his mom. It's so disturbing.
That was his weak point they used it against.
Yeah.
All they had to do was throw her and he was out of the game. Come back to fight you.
Oh man, that's really funny. Somehow she returned. We're just gonna get the sequel, like Star Wars out. Somehow the clone worked and she actually comes back. That would be wild. All right. I want to.
She's not dead.
I love the crossover with the Mandalorian monologue, being like, "I was going to put and before I could even draw a breath." That would have been funny.
The ending to this movie and the finale for Mandalorian match up so well. They're just the same movie.
There should have been an end credit scene where you see the clone like step out of the, like the hand come out of the tube or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that was really funny. The other thing I want to talk about with the Eid soiree, where everyone was like, oh, this guy's a doctor, he's 6 foot tall, he's fit, and everybody wants him. And then you see like the young girl, she was like, what, do you have a wedding boner? I was like, I've never heard that before, but that's the best phrase I've ever heard in my life.
No comment.
He's fit, but he only goes up to the gym for 5 minutes at a time.
Oh yeah,
because they had a 5-minute download and then he was off the move.
No,
I was
it went up to 30 minutes.
It went up to 30 yeah. minutes, but like he started moving after 5 yeah. minutes. They're like, oh yeah, no, he's coming back. I was like, he was just in the changing room 5 seconds ago. Oh my god, the changing room. I forgot about that whole thing.
That's the one part I did not
That's
like.
That's the issue, yeah, now, because then, I would forget about that, and I would take somebody to see it, and then I'd be like, oh, now I'm a shriblon.
So, there are two scenes that I am not a big fan of, and I think you guys can guess what it was, and only because I feel like this could have been a really great family movie, and then because of those two scenes, it's not really a family movie.
You didn't really see anything, though.
Like. Yeah, but you know.
Well, you didn't see anything because I went like this. No, I didn't see anything. I'm a good little homeschooler.
I mean,
you don't look.
You see full cracks.
No, I didn't, because I looked away, Mom.
Oh, she wants that on video. I looked away.
I only watched it because I need to review it. I needed to
what
properly
was the second
review
scene?
The protection that was Vaseline was put in it.
Yeah, that was a doll. That was a little bit in by it.
I thought that was hilarious.
It was kind of funny just because of the like school age kid complete ignorance aspect.
I know.
Yeah, I was like,
it was definitely
anyone
on brand for the movie. It was just a bit much.
Yeah, I definitely think it was on brand. I don't have an issue with it. If it was a white movie, it would be getting a pass. But just because like I want to share this movie with so many people, and because of those two scenes, it's like, What are you watching?
Exactly. Exactly. Heckling. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was my only
issue. It was funny, man. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, You know, if my sister probably saw this, like, you know, if I had an like, older sister, right? I think she'd be more impressed with the amount of sunscreen she put in those condoms than not. Like, that was impressive. Let's be honest.
All I'm saying, if you can't take your grandma there.
I mean, depends on what your grandma's like. You never know.
That's true. That's true.
Listen, what's a good family-friendly movie without the part that your dad has to fast-forward?
That is true.
This is true.
That is true. Very, even Bollywood you know, movies.
Very true.
You need it.
Yeah. It was literally that scene in Ms. Marvel. I think it was like the first episode where like she was watching something and something comes on and there was just yeah. So it's just you know that's just, it's perfect because it fits right in with the South Asian.
That's
it's
just right. Experience.
It's so on brand. It's so on brand.
Yeah.
You okay?
The smear campaign is what they call that. The first one was diplomacy and then the smear campaign. And then that's where her friends were like, hey, this is a little too much. And they kind of dipped. And you could see her becoming unhinged at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, we got to see it. And then what happened? Let's see. She gets caught when she does that. And then she emails her friend Eunice, who is not really her friend, just her idol. And she's like, I am giving up. My parents think I have an overactive imagination. I'm just going to go to school now. And then she goes to give a, I don't know, like a Mitai or something?
It's a plate of Mitai.
Plate of Mitai to the auntie, and then the auntie brings her in, and then she does her, like, James Bond villain speech, which is pretty much the same thing, except a laser. She's getting waxed. I thought that was really, really funny.
It was so good. I'm like, oh, wow, this is where you're going to do it? Well done, auntie. Like, the first time, you know, I've ever felt that, it hurt so bad. So I can imagine what that girl was going through. I'm like, oh no, poor girl.
She would have been better off with the Bond laser. You know, laser it off.
It was uncomfortable on many levels, that scene. It was just like it was done well in the sense of, like, it created, like, a genuine... It could have easily come off as very... It was corny, but it could have come off as corny in a way that, like, isn't enjoyable and appealing, but it came off as just, like, this very, like, disturbing kind of corny that, like, if that makes sense.
Yes, where I was just, it was like, corny.
Yeah, where it was just like, oh my god, that's messed up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, auntie was wild. She's just, like, sitting there. Also, there's a lot of alcohol being drunk in for a Muslim family here.
At the Eid soiree, everyone had a glass.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the one thing I call bullshit on in this movie. No, the rest makes perfect sense.
I
right?
actually don't, because the richer you are, the more...
Also
more
very true.
Yeah, like, rich Pakistanis drink. There is no denying that.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not even rich Pakistanis. I would say, like, 50% of Muslims drink.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went to this Eid gala the other day, and there was alcohol being served. And some people threw a fit, and they were like, we don't want to go because alcohol. And they were like, alcohol is not being served. It's just available upon request. So they're like, oh, cool. All right, that's fine. Nobody will request it. Little did they know.
What? Have you never been to the weddings?
It, they'd look out.
Yeah.
Have you never been to the weddings with the cash bar, like, downstairs in the hotel, and then suddenly all the uncles are down there drinking, and the aunties too while I'm at it? Like, I would just walk down, like, you know, I have to go get something from the car, and then there's all there drinking, and like, don't tell your mom, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
I would have ratted them all out.
Nothing good comes of it, man. Like,
I know. That's fair. All right.
Oh, nothing good comes of random people. I thought you were talking about in the movie, nothing good comes of drinking things because then they get their DNA stripped off of the glasses.
That's what I'm worried about.
I was like, and that'd be a lesson to you. Nope. We were talking about not random people.
Oh, that was the lesson.
So mature. I'm going to get your fingerprints off it.
But when they tried to kidnap Lena, I thought that was hysterical. And when they were like, every time they wanted to get past like one of the henchmen, they're like, it's got a heavy flow. And they just let them in.
How did she know?
No. That's just an excuse. That's because you know that if you say that to him, man.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, whatever, get it out of my way. Yeah. Like, we just make that crap up. We don't say it about anybody. We don't care if that person has a heavy blow or not. Like, it's a lot. We're just being like, these are, oh, like, it's like in the, there was like a Harry Potter, one of the, in the Harry Potter movies where she's like, oh, in this briefcase, lady things. Like, you just talk about lady supplies and everyone just books it.
That's fair.
It's a tactic.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, guys. No, it made sense to me. It was just, because I did think of that for a second. I was like, no, most men are just so freaked out by it. They're just like, they don't even think logically. Like, how would anybody else? They're just like, whatever, go get stop this conversation. That's how they act. So, yeah, it was just, yeah.
They go watch the bloodiest war movie ever. But you say that and they're like, whoa, relax.
Those are the normal. Two ways. You bring up that topic or you start crying. And it takes a bit more work to, like, work up into yourself.
I hear you can get out of tickets.
Absolutely. It just makes them so uncomfortable. I assume. You tell me. Doesn't it make you uncomfortable?
It didn't make me uncomfortable. I was like, all right, cool.
Jazz doesn't give a crap. I see.
No, my and mom that's why is a I gynecologist. To be. So, like, I kind of grew up with a lot of talk in the house. And so it never bothered me.
Not me. Yeah. I'm old boys in the house. So, like, I didn't even know that happened.
You have a mom, right?
That's not what you talk about with your mom.
Okay, I'll swear. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter. We have three girls and my mom in the house. And the things I could tell you that my dad's confused about still after, what, over 36 years or something.
Oh, man. All right. But then, we get that fight with what's her name, the auntie, and then Rhea, and she's wearing this like lenga, and it's such a well choreographed and visually pleasing fight. Like, she's doing flips off the wall and doing spins, and you see the twirls, and you're just like, I never thought I would see a fight scene like this in my entire life, and it was so visually pleasing to see.
Yo, speaking of her lenga, whoever did the outfits on this show nailed it.
Yes.
Like, I was so impressed at the amount of details they put in at that wedding scene. Like, 10 out of 10. No comments. No words. Just perfect.
I believe the cloning over the fact that she can do kicks in that lenga. Because lengas are 50 pounds. They weigh so much.
Yeah.
That's
true. Well, maybe the 50-pound lenga gave her the momentum to actually do the kick, She couldn't do it afterwards.
That's true.
We're in suspended disbelief physics here, don't forget.
Yeah. I don't know. That's where I draw the line. There was too much gum on that lenga.
Nah. The physics checks out. Right. The angular momentum there, it adds to the kick and the power to it.
Fair. Somebody in here is an engineer. Yeah.
Aerodynamics.
Wait, shoot. Its name is the engineer.
And then the auntie used the debutta to tie her up. Which I thought was so funny. Oh, man.
So on brand.
On brand. And then they have the reveal. And then in the reveal, she's trying to explain what's going happening. And then the sister is kind of like, wait a second here. And then she's like remembering all this stuff. And then after she figures out what's happening, the mom comes to the rescue, which is kind of like, oh, you know, a mom standing up to the aunties and stuff like that, which I thought was really good. And then they break off.
Character growth.
And then they break off to another fight scene, which I thought was so good.
Yeah.
It just got
Well, crazy. You skipped the dance.
Oh, yeah. The dance was so good. So I said in my review, I did a review for this movie for the Cosmic which one's called Circus, and what I wrote is they actually have a Bollywood number, and I know you white people think you've seen a Bollywood number before, but the end credits to Slumdog Millionaire and whatever the hell that was in The Eternals does not count. And I like the movie The Eternals, but that Bollywood scene was garbage. This was
so bad. Horrible.
Yeah,
so bad.
But this was so good. This was so good. Like, she did the entire dance from Devdas, and she did the whole Madhuri Dixit part. She did it so well, but she also did it as if a teenager would be doing it at a wedding, right? She didn't do it too perfectly, but she did it like really, really good. Like, she's been practicing it. But also, they made the words also reflect what was happening in the actual movie, which is like a little reference when they're saying Mardala, which means they're trying to kill, you've killed me and stuff like that. There's a lot of like symbolism there with the words. And I think that's the only part I feel like was a little bit of an inside joke to the Daisy community. Everything else I feel like everyone could get. But even then, she makes like hand gestures when she says the words, which I think people can pick up. Ruby, what do you think?
No, 100%. That's literally what my whole thought was, because I was, those kind of references, like I would call that like an Easter egg that my friend wouldn't be able to pick up. But I was so struck by the like choppy, like violent, like they were very coded movements that she was doing.
Right.
And so then it's like, it like still keeps your attention. Like she didn't have any problem like understanding what's happening here. It was
it's good.
Very well done.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And then we get the final fight with Yanti, and then she gets choked out, and then all of a sudden she gets up, says her iconic line that she's been practicing on her YouTube videos, and then she does the move, and like, perfect. Like it is like a coming of age trope, but like, I love it. No complaints. No complaints here. Nah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's a trope, but it works, you know, like it works to set up that thing that they can't do, or that element, you know, right, that they are aspiring to be. And then at the end, they become that, you know. So it was great. I mean, the kick was just looked fantastic in the Langa and everything. Like it just
looks so good.
It looked so good. The movie did so well that even though I knew that's what was going to happen, like that she was going to eventually land the kick, you know, to defeat, you know, the villain. Every time she missed, I felt bad. I was like, damn it, why didn't she? Like, I wanted her to land it because, like, the movie got me so invested in her and her journey and the character. So even though, again, it's a trope that we all know, but I was just like, every time she went for it, and they even tried to make it seem like this time she's going to hit it. Like, they gave you different moments where it's like,
yeah,
oh, this might be that time, but she missed, and you're just like, damn it, no, like, you were just, I was rooting at least for her to, like, finally land it. So what she did, I was in my seat just like really cheering. I was like, yes, this is great.
This is my Captain America picks up the hammer moment, right? Like it was like
yeah.
I'll be honest. I thought Eunice, you know, the woman she looked up to, I thought she was gonna show up at the end.
I did
somehow.
Too.
Like, and I was like, just bring in every stupid trope. Just do it.
I was
right?
like, no, let's but- not have the white lady come in and save the day. Sorry, Ruby.
I don't mind if Ruby comes in and saves the day for us. That'd be great, actually.
Yeah. Ruby gets a pass. She's been.
I'm the only one who's allowed.
Yeah, she's been to the iftar. She she knows. Oh man.
Is that our version of the cookout?
Yeah,
that's 100% what that was. 100,000%. I knew it. I was picking up what you're putting out. I know what that means. See, I'm only in crowd.
She knows. She knows. Oh man. You know what I really really like when they're in their Langas and stuff like that, and they're all dressed up and they're all bloody, and they're going to they're in the car, very Kill Bill moment right there, and then they go and get burgers, very Tarantino. But like, me and my friends always do this after weddings. Like, we go to weddings and we're all dressed up in Sherwanis and Langas, and then we go to some like burger spot or some diner, and we're like decked up to the nines, and then we walk in and everyone just looks at us, and we're so like, you know, dressed up, but we're eating like burgers and pancakes and just like random food. It's the real thing. We always do that.
Yep. Bro, there's the, for six, we go to a gurdwara. That's our house of worship. By the gurdwara I go to, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. So, like, on big celebrations, we're just like, yeah, but we just want a donut. Like,
yeah,
there's all this food. We're just like, we just want a donut. So we'll just like go across the street. There's like 10 of us just like all dressed and we just get donuts. So. Exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
That's cool. Let's check the comments, Jad. Are there any comments?
Yeah. Avert your eyes. I mean, they're going way back. That's when Ruby was talking about that one scene.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the girls and their code. We must break their code. And then, something about Kung Fu Yoga. I missed his comment. I don't know what his comment was referencing. No clue.
And then what we got? We got a few more.
Oh, this is to authorize your use of the word nerds.
Ah.
I know where this is going. This is he's authorized you. This is one of my friends.
Oh, gotcha.
And he's
yeah,
he says, I give you glad tidings that you are allowed to call yourself.
Perfect.
Glad we
thanks,
passed.
Thanks, Dominic.
Like,
we passed.
I was like, what?
Gotta stand up for.
Oh my god.
We're nerds. We made it, man.
But the other thing I really want to talk about is the fact that how Rhea wants to be a stunt woman, and there's actually not a lot of stunt women that are brown. In fact, the show Shadow and Bone actually had a, I think they had some kind of like problematic issues where they were putting stunt women in brown face because they didn't have any brown stunt women. So they're like, can't you just go to India and like find somebody? But they were like, I don't know, but a lot of people called them out for that. So I hope we get more people like Rhea who want to be brown stunt woman. I think that would be really, really cool. And then I waited until the end credits for, and I read the credits, and I was like, yes, there were two brown names for female stunt women. I think one was Aisha Hassan and the other was Tasam Chaudhary, and I was like, yes, we got two brown stunt women on this movie. So I was really happy.
Your
about
audio kind of cut out there. What was it?
It was Aisha Hassan and Tasam Chaudhary.
Great. Just making sure our audience can hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was the people. And I'm like, cool, man. I really like the message here. And I feel like there's brown people need to be more than just doctors, engineers, lawyers. We need artists. We need people who are going to make art and make the world run. And even writers. There's a writer strike happening right now. So, you know, shout out to the writers.
Solidarity.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it goes, you know, your point is perfect, because, like, talking about representation in media, it's people mostly focus on actors,
right,
and then maybe directors, and then maybe writers, but, like, if we really want representation, in order to ensure that, like you were, I think it was you or Jess, talking about all the details on, like, the suits and stuff like that, mm-hmm. That's not going to happen with someone who's not part of the community, most likely. Like, they might get some things, but they're not going to get it as close to, like, accurate as possible, because they'd don't experience that, they aren't as familiar with that. So it's like having, you know, fashion, you know, the people who do costume design and set design and
hair
and location scouting,
makeup,
hair,
lighting,
yeah,
yes, you need that for, yeah, different skin tones, very different,
right? So yeah, I think it's actually great that it was like a stunt, because such a not it's just such a different thing, even like compared to like being an actor, right? Like, it's just like, what is this idea that you're pursuing? So it was a really good, I mean, it worked for the story as well, because, like, she can fight, but then just, like, the overall message of, like, pursuing something you want. And as an artist myself, like, I definitely resonated with that part.
Yeah. And, like, Rhea had to learn martial arts. She had to learn a dance number. She had to learn her lines. She had to learn so much stuff for this. This is really crazy. She had to learn the lyrics, even, to that song.
That was such a good song. I was sort of like singing along to a couple of them. I was like, I know these old Bollywood songs. Let's,
yeah,
go.
They're and the music that they played just in the movie itself was really good. Like that one scene where they're just like dancing out and just having fun, the sisters, and then you see them do that again at the very end. Like, it was cute. I really liked that.
I appreciated that. Because, like, me and my sister would do stupid shit like that. And so I was like, yeah, cool. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a good movie. I really, really liked it. We can go around and give our final thoughts before we head out.
I pick Ruby.
Let's go.
She's too quiet.
Let's go. Ladies
first. I got it. Final thoughts. No, I was just thinking about the ending now, because it was just fetching. Because it was... I don't know, the ending, like, the last shot, like, slapped us in the face. Me and my friend, like, we both were like, is this the last shot? Is this the last shot? Is the last shot? And, like, we freaked out when that was, like, where it cut. I just felt like it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat there, like, then for a little while, just, like, it's just, like, blasted backwards with how delighted we'd been. Mm-hmm. And then we walked out of the theater. You know, I was like, you're welcome.
Yeah. I thought about waiting till the end, like, if there was going to be end credits. Like,
I thought about it.
That's a Marvel thing. Like, I don't know.
Did anybody check him? I mean, I didn't stay.
Please.
I didn't.
Somehow the auntie survived.
If there was one, then we're going to look dumb. But I didn't stay.
Maybe a clone walked out.
Maybe there was a clone on there. Yeah. No, I just... All of the like moments that I wanted to hit really hit. All of the like emotional moments and all of the landing the kick and all of the like, oh, is this gonna be how they do this? Yes, it is. Like, it was just a a great little rush, you know what I'm saying?
I really want to see more movies by her. Like, I want her to be, like, the next, like, Spike Lee, where, like, her name attached to a movie makes the movie better, right? Like, you know, like Greta Gerwig or not M. Night Shyamalan, but the opposite of him.
You know, people keep talking shit about him. I actually like some of his movies. Like,
I mean, you can like them. Doesn't make them good.
Avatar The Last Airbender. Come on. Need I say more?
No. Not those movies. But a handful of his movies are actually really good if you go rewatch them.
Anything from him because of that movie is tainted, so I don't care. Like,
Yeah. But, like, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, some directors are so popular. Like, oh, that's a Christopher Nolan movie. Oh, that's a this movie. Like, I want her to be at that level. And I think that's possible. And also,
I think she will.
And We Are Lady Parts is getting a season 2. So hopefully they get a bigger budget now that she's, like, a big movie director.
Speaking of Christopher Nolan, he's doing Oppenheimer, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because Barbie comes out the same week.
Yeah.
And I will laugh so hard if Barbie beats out Oppenheimer.
It might.
I think it will.
I think it will, too.
You really think the masses are going to go see Oppenheimer versus
no,
Barbie?
No, obviously not. I'm going to tell to go see Barbie first. But, like, that's the whole point. Like, it's going to be so funny seeing that.
Listen, America, like, pretty much voted for Donald Trump as a joke. So we'll do anything for the laughs. We troll ourselves as the country all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Too real, man. Too real.
Too real. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Nav, please let people know where they can find you.
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, though I'd barely use it. Pretty much anything Nav the Poet. N-A-V the Poet. It's really simple.
Awesome. And Dr. Ruby, you're on Twitch, correct?
I'm on Twitch, and I'm on the Discord, which is accessible through my Twitch. That's the only place that I can be found at the moment.
Awesome.
Because I'm too old for that.
Well, thank you guys for joining. We are going to be going on break after, I think, this week. You may not hear from us for a little while because I will be traveling through the Himalayas in Pakistan and China and also southern Spain. So we'll see. We will see. If I don't come back, Jazz and Ruby will take over the show.
Woo! Jazz isn't going. Okay. You can only have one parent on the plane.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly. That's why Jazz is not coming.
Yeah, just for the podcast, right?
All right. It must live on in my honor. Never change the intro.
No promises.
No. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Take care. Bye. Peace.
Boop.